Hey, everybody. It's Adam, joined with Aaron.
Hi.
Hey. And we just want to go ahead and set up this episode a little bit. And, you know, first off, thank everybody who has been tuning in weekly or periodically and checking in with us. And you're awesome. And, you know.
Thanks for the feedback.
Feedback's awesome. Comments are awesome. We love it when you guys play the games with us. Super awesome. Thank you so much. And, with that being said, we have we talked about some future projects we'd like to kind of push Damn Art Majors towards. One big thing is we have a list of potential artists we'd like to have kind of be guest hosts on the show. We want to start showcasing more art outlets, not only in the Raleigh area, but also Durham and, dare I say, Chapel Hill. Yeah, so
basically it's been 5 episodes and we're already tired of talking to one another.
We see a lot of each other. And that leads us to episode 6. Episode 6 is a little different than the other episodes in the sense that I think it's safe to say all 3 of us had a very long week and very long days. So we kind of came into it kind of burnt out and a little loopy.
Yeah, it's a little crazy at the same time.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun and definitely still worth listening to.
There's that damn cat again.
Hey, Binks is back. Fan favorite, Binks the cat. Now, I was editing this episode this morning, and it was definitely more fun listening to than probably recording. One of us didn't show up until 2 hours after we were supposed to start recording, so that kind of threw off the whole game. But either way, we're going to still have a really interesting conversation about public displays of art. We're going to see Dudders, and he's going to host this episode. He's also going to do his Truth Be Told. Yeah. So stick around and enjoy. Thanks again, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
I mean, hi.
Yeah.
Welcome to another riveting podcast of Damn Art Majors.
Damn.
This podcast is brought to you by Alphonse Mucha. Girls like it, guys like the tits. In today's episode, episode 6 of Damn Art Majors, Aaron kills a spider, Adam scores a basket in the right goal, and I discover the joys of tweeting. So, back to the episode, what you drinking? Adam?
I'm back again with this George's Killian Irish Red. If it makes you feel any better, I only bought a 6-pack, and this is beer number 6. So next week, I will not be drinking Killian's Irish Red.
Fascinating! Aaron, what you drinking?
Coffee!
Amazing! I'm drinking Anchor Steam Beer!
Or Steam Anchor, depends on, you know. Anyway.
Things go so much more smoothly when I'm hosting, I'm just saying.
Anyway, so let's just start this out. We got any plugs? Any plugs? Anything we need to plug?
I have a plug.
Yeah. All right.
It turns out that the show that I have with Justin Campbell at Bottega Art and Wine in Wilmington is closing 3 days early.
Oh,
bum.
That's like an anti-plug. So if you're gonna go check it out,
so
go
what you're
now.
Telling me is you're pulling out
early.
Of the
you're
plug?
Pulling.
Yeah, that's it. It comes down on April 13th, which is a Sunday.
By the time this goes up, it will be on Monday. And so yesterday, I would have attended the Raleigh comic book show. And I can't tell you, because it's technically Friday, how it went. But I'm sure it went really well.
Are you talking about on the 6th?
Yes.
I thought that was Comic-Con.
No, it's the Raleigh Comic Book Show, but they're changing the name to Raleigh Comic Con.
So like, now, is it the official?
It's the first time they're calling it Comic-Con, but the Raleigh comic book show has been going on for like 20 years.
Okay.
And it, like, the show happens maybe like 2-3 times a year.
So they're merely adopting the name.
They've moved to a new hotel, which is bigger, and they've opened the doors to more vendors and more artists. So I will, or was there with Jacob Corum, and we did a podcast for No Big Two Comic Review, and I'm sure it went really well. Check back in with Oak City Hustle later on this week, and it will be up, and hopefully it will be good.
This whole time travel thing is kind of a nuisance.
I know about time travel. Do you know a thing about time travel?
I do know a thing, but it's not quite, we're not quite there yet.
Do you know why we went with that sign off? Because I've been thinking about it. So
the story behind it?
Yeah. So we say time travel's a bitch, and that's our sign off, and it's kind of tongue-in-cheeky, and we get to say naughty words, and it's fun. But I was thinking about it. We do a lot of reminiscing about art school and our time in art school, and we do a lot of plugs and thinking about like future projects and things we're doing coming up. And I think time travel's a bitch is a good phrase because it's a way to say, like, don't dwell in the past, don't dwell in the future, focus on now, because time travel is a bitch.
And the next one will be better.
But we're not done with this episode quite yet.
Shortest episode ever. 5 minutes, man.
Because
I didn't get to kill that fucking spider yet.
I've been waiting an entire week for this. Aaron has a bone to pick with me.
I do have a bone to pick with you, Richard. Adam.
What did I do?
In episode 2, in episode 4, did you happen to get sick afterwards?
For sake of story, God, I did. I really, really did.
Fucking jackass.
I got really sick of editing out someone's fucking coughing.
Oh, it's funny you mentioned that, because I had to share a microphone with Richard each time. And for probably 3 to 5 days afterwards, I was sick as balls. Having prior taken, you know, the utmost care to wash my hands at every given instance that I could.
Out of curiosity, what were your symptoms?
That's your fault, man.
I'm just curious what your symptoms were. Did you have walking pneumonia? Is that what you had? Yeah, going around a cough?
Basically. The first week
the listeners don't want that.
I had a cough the second week. I had extreme diarrhea.
They really don't want that.
That was going around from what I understand. I had a couple coworkers.
I'm joking. I wasn't diarrhea. It was Richard's fault though.
No, I totally wholeheartedly agree. Why else are we mad at Richard?
That's right. The norovirus was going around for a while. Around.
But that's not the only reason. The only bone.
God, there's more shit.
It's something to do
with. What time are we recording?
Let's see. I can't get my phone on fast enough, so it's too late. Is when we're recording. Yeah.
It builds character.
9:44. We were supposed to be here at 7:00.
He knew ahead of time I'd be late.
I didn't get a text. I didn't get a call. I didn't know where he was. I started to worry. I was going to call the police.
I wasn't.
Put an APB out for...
What? Put an APB out for what? For what?
Some guy that likes to get people sick.
A JRD.
That's just my initials, man. Oh, God.
You share, mix your initials on. You got Robert Downey Jr., bro.
Yeah, or just take the J and the D. I'm James Dean. Woohoo.
Did you just say bra?
Bra. I'm trying it out.
No. No? Vetoed by the community? It's vetoed. Sorry.
I call my girlfriend bra all the time. But I think I mean it as in, like, she's wearing a bra.
Hmm.
Does that work?
No.
All right. I'll scratch it. Anyway.
All right. I guess at this point, since you have picked your bone, next time I'll wear a fucking mask like the Asian people.
That's not nice. There's plenty of old people in North Carolina that wear masks when they're sick.
No, I was talking about because they have fumes and everything over in, like, Asia. Not here in North Carolina. The Asian people don't... They have no reason to wear a mask here.
You know what? I'm going to actually side with Dutters on this one, and here's why. Dutters doesn't know how to fucking talk into a microphone. He's 3 feet away from it at any given point in time. I don't think he was actually breathing on the microphone.
Yeah, he was breathing directly into my face.
That could be.
And it was a minty fresh breeze.
Is this better? Should I just talk the rest of the episode exactly like this?
That's
just,
actually...
Just get right up on that mic.
Just right into it. Just right into
just
it.
Just don't yell, because then you're blowing levels.
Yeah. When are we going to talk about art?
What?
No, we've actually shortened the name of the show, just damn.
So damn that, like, majors!
So actually, we're going to talk about the stoppage of water.
Mm.
Actually, today I was in Danville.
It's time for a rousing game of Beaver Facts.
I was actually in Danville today, and the water was a normal color.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's more or less returned to a normal brown, and not gray.
Wait, was that the place that had the
Yeah,
the
Danville
coal?
Was the coal ash spill. Okay. Yep, where Duke is being all shiesty.
Oh, that's a slur. That is a slur. Did you know that? Because I think a lot of people don't know that. That is a Jewish slur.
Shiesty is?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yep.
Yeah, it relates to being really tight with money.
What about shasty?
I think that
I
relates.
I think that was a fruit-flavored soda that was really off.
That's Shasta. Shasta.
Oh. Then yeah. I have no idea what you just
said. Shasty is what happens after you drink in a Shasta.
Thought it was a mixture between shitty and nasty.
We might actually have to bring in a bleep. Like, this episode may require a bleep.
Ooh, but we can't use any bleep.
I think it should be the sound of Chewbacca going, yeah, like that. I think that should be our bleep. No, too nerdy? All right, yeah, I agree. All right, maybe something else?
Cylons?
I think it should be a Jawa noise.
Houdini! I second that. Jawas.
All right, that's amazing. Okay, do we have some talking points?
I don't know, man. You're the one who wrote the outline this week.
Yeah, well, I remember Aaron saying that he had some. Here's some of that. This is kind of a plug news, something I find interesting that we actually haven't mentioned here on the show.
What's up?
I'm a Durhamite. Aaron is also a Durhamite.
Currently.
And one thing that I'm actually kind of stoked about is Liberty Arts is... What the hell was that?
Hmm?
What, you mean...
You're getting distracted.
Liberty Arts is...
Don't look at my hand.
Liberty Arts is getting ready to put up their first sculptures from the Liberty Arts sculpture to the downtown Durham... Sculpture fan.
You're talking about the Bull...
Bull City.
Bull yeah. City Bull Sculpture. City Sculpture Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
2014.
Yeah, that's actually good enough. Didn't that go up in May?
If not May, then...
Late April.
Yeah.
Late April.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is something that I personally...
How can people enjoy this...
Walking around Durham. I think they're 12 sculptures.
Yeah, they have at least a dozen.
A dozen sculptures outdoor. Going up on pads around Durham that I personally am really excited about. I think public art is absolutely something that really draws a lot of attention, a good attention to a community.
Do you believe that most, if not all, art should be publicly displayed?
Well,
not
I mean,
hidden behind, you know, galleries with like entry fees and things like that.
I agree with you that most, not all, but most art should have the opportunity to at least be displayed. I mean, one of the things like with this public art show is you have a juror who is going to make the final selection, and every year you've got a different juror. So I mean, the opinion of that juror is going to change over, you know, you different.
So let me pose the question differently: what art, if any, do you believe should not be publicly displayed, but not displayed? But, like, displayed behind closed doors, maybe with an entry fee, maybe with a disclaimer. Is there art pieces that you believe are, for lack of a better term, too hot for TV?
Yes.
Yes?
I think works of art, especially historical ones that require a lot of upkeep and preservation, should absolutely have entry fees, because that goes almost directly into maintaining it.
I agree with what. Now, are you saying that there are certain art that maybe shouldn't be in the public realm because it could result in a parent having to discuss something with their child on, like, appropriateness?
Well, I'm going for both sides of the coin here. Like, what are the... stipulations to art behind closed doors. And I think you hit something there with the preserving of historical pieces. And I think there might be something to be said for a more lewd piece.
Well, I mean, majority, like if you go to, like if you go to Florence, the original David is, the original one is kept indoors. Limited amounts of people are allowed to see it because of the introduction of carbon dioxide and other pollutants and stuff eroding the massive sculpture. And I obviously agree with that, that certain works need to be preserved due to their age. And but as far as other works maybe not being shown because the public, the adult viewing public, feels that it would be harmful, I'm pretty sure that most children are completely indifferent to what is lewd. It's generally that opinion is informed until later.
And that kind of also knocks into the one of the whole purposes of art, is that it's created to give the public the chance to view such a thing, an excuse to experience it. Like sometimes in the real, especially if it's a lewd or controversial or very sexually explicit or even violently explicit painting, sculpture, whatever, it's created for whatever purpose the public is invited to view it.
I mean, I think the great thing about public sculpture is it creates the opportunity for people that would never go out of their way to go into a gallery or a museum to experience art.
Right.
And I think that's something that is very important. And for an investor who's going to come to a city who wants to set up a company, he sees that that city is willing to invest in artists and the art community, I think that's going to increase their interest in that city.
Do you feel that with things like the introduction and the accessibility of the internet and all things that the internet contains to a younger audience, things that were provocative or explicit or sexual in nature in art have become, the reins have become a little looser on that? Like,
I think a lot of shock value is lost. I think there's.
And do you think that's a good thing or not?
I think it's sort of something that just, it was going to happen. With the accessibility to as much information as we have nowadays, it was going to get to a point when, I mean, it's going to get to a point where it just, there is very little that shocks us.
Well, you walk through Barnes & Noble now and take one look at the magazine section in the art section.
Yeah.
You see explicit covers that 15 years ago would have absolutely not been acceptable. Right. I mean, this might totally be in context to what I frequent on the internet, but I run across what would be, you know, considered explicit material art-wise all the time. Even when I'm not looking for
it. That was a nice
save. It wasn't a save. I browsed Reddit. Only. Wink, wink.
I browsed Craigslist.
When he says he browses Reddit, he means the R Gone Wild, you know, subreddit.
Artist Gone Wild.
Actually, I did find the woodworking forum on there and got pretty close to actually creating an account just because I noticed someone had made cutting boards and then they had used a non-food safe sealant on them. Like, nice. They actually listed the sealant they used, and I saw that and they were like, they're going to be gifts to my family for Christmas. And I was like, no! Your family's going to be vomiting and sick and dying! And I was very close, but then luckily I scrolled down a little bit farther and some other guy had the exact same thought I had and swooped in there with the save and was like, no, throw these out, hang them on a wall, look at them, but don't ever use them for food.
And he turned him into the cops and he was arrested for premeditated murder.
So, do you feel like either of you have pieces that are not necessarily kid-friendly?
Absolutely.
In what degree? And of what, do you, if you feel comfortable enough to describe it?
No, I'm not going to talk about my artwork.
Okay.
There's too many boobies.
I have to side with one of my favorite comedians on this one. Louis C.K., I think, put it quite eloquently. I'm not going to try and quote him exactly because I definitely can't right now.
I need
now.
To see you.
But the fact that people get offended for the sake of their children because, and he pointed out that it's because they don't feel like taking the time to have a conversation with their children about what that child is seeing.
Right.
And it's like, it's not my fault you don't want to talk to your kid for 5 minutes.
Fair enough.
And I mean, I mean, I've noticed with my younger sibling that she didn't have this lewd connotation if she saw nude artwork. She saw it as something elegant, graceful lines. She might not have gotten any of the more hard-edged concepts that were present in some of the work, but she could see, she didn't bring this culture with her when she viewed it. And I think that comes with time and cynicism and experience in the world and all that crap. I don't even remember what the hell point I was making.
Well, speaking of experience with the world, you've had some experience with the world. And that leads us to our next
segment. Our game?
We're going to go.
I like how you still end up hosting. This is nice. This is nice.
I like how the only thing I said about my artwork was boobies. And we're just going to leave it at that.
Fine. I'll mention something about my artwork.
Hard wood.
I actually have to mention.
How
that.
Does he end up posting?
Chains.
I don't understand.
I will have to say this: if I ever do branch off and do my own podcast, the name has already been created for me.
Is it hardwood?
No, Leah was kind enough to come up with a name for me the other
is
day.
It owls, owls, owls.
No, it is between two sawhorses. Because whenever I'm working at the house, I always set up my two sawhorses. And she mentioned it the other day, and I was like, oh my god, that's genius, I'm taking it. I'm growing a beard, and then I'm going to host my own show, Between Two Sawhorses. Oh god, I just made fun of myself. So much self-deprecating humor. Anyway, but yes, our game. I, as the supposed winningest host, or I won last time, so I got to host, whatever the hell that means. That just means I got to type up some pieces of paper.
And talk more.
Anyway.
I find that hosting, you actually talk less. That's why I like to host.
No, it's just you prompting little question things.
Yeah, but I don't have to give any answers. I just pose the questions. It's really nice.
Anyway, yes, so what is this? This game is called Truth Be Told. I've got three stories for you, one of which is true, the other two not so much.
Wait a minute. So one of them is true.
One of them is true.
Not all.
Not all of them.
All right.
And if our listening audience hasn't
which
picked up on...
Which one's not true?
You get to figure that out.
Oh.
Anyway, I will proceed with the story. I will proceed with the story. I don't even know what the hell that was.
It was a cue, man.
Oh, all right, gotcha. All right, story number one. When I was a young boy, I took it upon myself to race my friend, me on foot, and him on bicycle. Yeah.
Never heard anybody say that.
Anyway, upon the start of the race, he took it upon himself to hit the back of my leg with the bicycle wheel, causing my face to smash into the ground, resulting in the scar next to my right eye. I learned that my friend is a dick. Anyway, the next story. Around the same time, my friends and I decided to build a wall one day using bricks laying about behind my parents' garage. During the construction, my friend and I were hastily handing the bricks off to one another. He was handing one off to me, and I would throw them into a pile closer to where we wanted to build the wall. He was not paying attention, and he inevitably threw a brick into my face, splitting my forehead open just between my eyes. I learned my friend is a dick. The last story is I was a latchkey kid and for some of my youth, and one afternoon I had forgotten my key to the house.
I had to rush home, get ready for soccer practice. My father would be arriving to pick me up and get me to with just enough time to get me to the field. In my frustration, I found a baseball bat outside. The thought of breaking a window crossed my mind, but I decided against it, as being late would not be as bad as dealing with my father and a broken window. However, I was still frustrated by my own forgetfulness, so I took the bat and hit it into a nearby tree, not realizing the hive of wasps who had homesteaded there. Upon realizing their home was being attacked, they took it upon themselves to defend themselves by stinging my neck and ears. I learned wasps are dicks. Those are your three stories, gentlemen.
So let's recap it. We got a tire in the face.
We have no. The story. The first story is getting tripped up during a foot versus bicycle race, and I smashed my face, getting a scar on my right eye, near my right eye.
So gravel in the face.
Yep.
Face meets ground.
Face meets ground. The second story is face meets brick.
Face meets brick.
And the third story is
face meets wasps.
I think it's an instinctual, like, inherent knowledge that kids have that wasps are dicks. So I'm going to ixnay that one.
I'm going to say I can't imagine Dutters playing soccer. So I instantly want to say three's not it. But to get some nitty gritty here, what was the soccer team in which you played?
I played for several soccer teams. These were the Purple Waves.
What color were their uniforms?
Green.
No,
they were purple.
Are these the Waves of Lake Minnetonka?
I have no idea, dude, where the name came from.
What exactly did you trip on when you were racing the bicycle?
No, what happened is we took off at the same time.
Right.
And as a person can get a quicker start because, you know, there's no pedal. So quicker start, I was ahead of him, and he saw that I was ahead of him, and being that my friend is a dick, decided to run me over with the bicycle, tripping up my legs, resulting in my face smashing into the pavement.
That's a bold move. I would never consider running somebody over with a bicycle. I'm going to ixnay that one.
So you think it's the brick?
Yeah, I think you took a brick to the face in a very, you know...
You're running on the brick?
Uncool manner, yeah.
Adam?
What kind of brick was it? Was it one of the ones with the three holes in it?
Yes.
I think it was the brick.
What color was the brick?
They're more aerodynamic.
It was reddish, brownish.
You know, it wasn't a white brick?
No, it was not. Well, I mean, it had some of the white... because it was bricks that had been taken down from renovation of the house. So it had some of the mortar still left on it.
Man, I feel like all three of these would.
I think he knows that because he saw it coming towards his face and he got a really good look at it.
You know what? I'm going to recant on my answer, and I'm going to say I do believe that Dutters would play soccer, but only for a team called the Purple Waves. So nice. I'm going to say it's number three.
You're going with number three?
And did you pee yourself? Did you?
No.
Damn it. I'm going to go with number three. You got number one?
No.
I got number two. You have number one playing basketball. You missed it.
Yeah.
What?
Never mind.
So two episodes.
I said you got number one playing basketball.
Did not pee myself. Had nothing to do with
it. Oh, God. Dude, it's all right that you pissed yourself.
I did not do that.
Okay, number two, number three.
All right.
I didn't go number three either.
I thought that's what you said.
I did not go number three.
No. No, you picked the third. You picked the third story.
Yes.
The I played soccer and the wasps. Yes. That is the true story.
I win.
Ha! Your story
is also true.
Is accurate, except that I actually threw the brick in my friend's face.
You're a fucking dick.
And the first story is true, except for the injuries. I took injuries to my jaw and chest, not to my... I was bare-shirted during that whole little incident there, and it was terribly painful. But
I guess that means...
And I have taken a brick to the face, but that was a whole other brick fight.
You know what's funny? Yeah. Speaking of bricks to the face, I remember when I was a kid, my dad worked for HRS and the Child Protection Team, and he dealt with a lot of... domestic violence, especially it's kind of weird, right?
You bring it down, man.
So my dad would bring home stuff from the office, and
did he bring children home?
No, he did not bring children, but he brought a foam brick
it was made to look like a brick, like the same color, same obvious shape and shit, but it was made of foam. And he explained to us that, like, it was supposed to be, like, when you're really mad, you just either grip it, and then you just, like, chuck it at somebody. That way it doesn't hurt them.
So you build this idea in people's minds that when you're mad, throw a brick at something.
State in Florida approved brick you can throw at a child.
State of Florida?
Florida, yeah.
Florida, where people eat other people's faces.
This just in, Florida man throws brick at child.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But yes, no, all of these stories, or more or less, there is some truth to have. But yes, I did play for a soccer team called the Purple Wave, later renamed the Cosmos.
Oh, like with Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yes.
Awesome. Like
with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Carl Sagan.
And actually that year it was the Optimus League. Like Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Did you get into the Prime?
No.
It's lost. So I guess there's Aaron's truth to be told coming up in a couple episodes. He's got to put it together.
Well, I got to win the damn game first.
Yeah, you won.
At this rate, dude. At this rate, we're just going to give it to you eventually. So
no, I will not accept your fucking charity.
You know what I want to know? I want to know from the listeners, the whopping two listeners other than ourselves who have listened to A Truth Be Told and A Damagories, and I want to know what their favorite game so far is. I know we got some good feedback for Spider Facts. I want to know if there's a segment we could do to compete with Spider Facts.
I'm sure there is.
How to change your oil through a podcast. God, that'd be actually really difficult. You'd have to like do a separate episode for every different type of car. All right, and now you're going to prop the vehicle up. Not on cinder blocks. Tires will roll off and kill you.
And dudders might throw it at your face.
But it'll be made of foam, so it'll be okay. However, you will have the shit scared out of you for 0.5 seconds.
Anyway, no, this isn't Florida. This isn't Florida.
How much more time have we got? We usually go for an hour.
Yeah.
Are we over?
We can be.
But what is the time?
Well, we're at 40 minutes, but I know I'm going to have to cut out the first 10 because we started over.
I have another art-related question for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Shoot.
And it's a serious one. Sarah and I were having a discussion the other night, and we couldn't decide what the difference between the Fibonacci sequence and the golden mean was.
I believe if you go onto Wikipedia, they're related.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely related, but we couldn't figure out what the specific difference was between them.
I feel like this would be, like, a Google search.
Yeah, but...
Like, did you Google it?
I know for me, personally, I reference the golden mean because it's a geometric pattern that I can actually correlate into a drawing or into a sculpture.
Yeah,
as far as the Fibonacci thing goes... Numbers, unless they're inches, are useless to me.
Well, they're both formulas of, like, numeric.
Can the golden mean be found in nature the way that the Fibonacci sequence can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what the difference is.
I'm pretty sure the Fibonacci sequence is the way the spiral gets bigger.
I thought... No. I always heard that it was, like, one and the same. They were just a same name for them.
So here's the thing. I haven't looked it up yet. Like, I've had this question in my head for 2 days.
Well, you got a smartphone right there.
Well, no,
I don't want to.
I actually am enjoying the fact that all three of us...
I want to say...
No dick about this entire topic.
That's the point of asking.
And so we are currently discussing something we know nothing about. We, right now, are the prime representation of the Republican Party.
We need to change the name of the podcast.
Well, you just alienated some of our audience there. Good job.
Oh, man.
Fiscal concern.
Why do you man.
Why so anyway, like that? We know...
You can edit that out with a bleep.
We know each one of them...
with a Java going...
We know each one of them is a formula.
Yes.
Dealing with, like, formulas. A ratio or a system
I've
of numbers.
I've heard it...
Dude, it has to do with figuring out who's Jesus's baby mama.
That's what it's all about.
God, I read the Da Vinci Code.
Oh, man.
Did you?
Actually, I did. Dude, it's a quick read. It takes like 8 hours to like power through.
It's like 800 pages, isn't it?
No, it's like, dude, it's like 300 and it's big type. It's not like, it's not. What?
Go ahead, spoil it for us. It was Tom Hanks, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes. And Gandalf. It was all Gandalf's fault. Gandalf ruined everything.
Yeah.
No, it's a quip, but no, that book happens to reference the whole Fibonacci sequences used for the little decoder.
Yeah, it's rings. Like, it's like loosely tied to Da Vinci.
Oh no, I'm not saying the book. No, don't read the book. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, don't. No, it was satire, man. It's a comedy for the sake of a laugh, something like that.
Who wrote that book?
Dan Brown.
The Illuminati was the correct answer.
No. What's another shit that I always see on the damn internet every time anyone mentions like Illuminati and some video games coming out?
Something about Jay-Z.
Oh, you're fire. Thinking Assassin's Creed.
And no, there's some video game. Like, people are always like, oh, this is obviously a sign that some video is coming out.
Oh, you're talking about Half-Life 3?
Half-Life, yeah. What is the hell is that? I don't even know what the hell that is. I see that shit all the time. They're like, oh, yeah, here's a picture of Neil deGrasse Tyson picking his nose. Half-Life 3 is coming out. I'm like, what the fuck? This, I don't know what's going on. I have never actually taken the time to go figure out what is going on.
Half-Life and Half-Life 2 were extremely popular games that used, like, I think it was the original version of the Unreal Engine, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I'll be honest. What?
Because our audience can definitely tell who you're pointing to.
But it was really, really popular, and it's been rumored for years that a third installment is going to come out, because it's a great storyline.
So it's right up there with the Wu-Tang?
Sure. They're going to release one copy for millions of dollars. Anyway.
Actually, they might do that. If Wu's doing it, then...
I think people would pay $1 million for the single copy of Half-Life 3.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for all the references I've seen to... I mean, it's always something ridiculous. It's actually sort of entertaining when I find these things, especially since I have no idea what's going on. But it'll be like a duck crossing the road, and they'll be like, there's three stripes, Half-Life 3. And I'm like, what? What? And the reason I bring this up is numbers. Back to the Fibonacci sequence.
Yeah, so it's an interesting question. Pose it to your friends. See if they know what the hell they're... went to art school.
Or they could just go to Google.
Did you just hear that?
What?
My head fucking exploded from that. What the fuck? Half-Life 3 back to the fucking Fibonacci scene. What the fuck was that?
Numbers, man. Numbers.
No.
Because math is the language of the universe.
And I was all getting geared up to be like, shit, if we're talking games, it'd just be Batman Origins. Anybody want to talk?
I just downloaded it.
I don't play video games.
The story was really good. The game itself is more of the same. If you played Asylum and City gameplay, it's pretty much the same. There is a really neat like crime scene investigation mode that I really dug, which kind of ties into the story.
That's fascinating. And on our next episode,
Half-Life 3 is confirmed.
I'm gonna have to go look at the hell these games are all about. Oh god.
So you really enjoyed Batman Origins?
Time travel's a bitch. And I hate my friends.
Next one will be better.
No, it won't.
No, it won't.